How's everybody doing? Are you good? Wow. Wasn't that amazing with Ian? Challenging. Wonderful. Like honey to your heart. Thought-provoking. I love it. I like being stretched. Sometimes. No, it's so good. He's so good. So amazing. Wow. Well, it's kind of a funny day for me today because I woke up and I thought, I don't feel myself. What is up with me? Because I normally wake up a bit like the dawn chorus. La! Good morning, Holy Spirit in me, out me, around me. Woohoo! Yeshua, you are so wonderful. You are so amazing. And Yahweh, my Papa, Abba, strong tower, my protector, my refuge, King of kings and Lord of lords. I thought, I'm not myself. What's up with me? And I realised it's the first wedding anniversary my daughter got married this time last year. So I was a bit like, oh, I want to be here. It's amazing. But you know what? I really want to be at home as well at the same time. You know that feeling? It's like, oh, it's crazy. And normally I'm okay. I don't really get a lot of that type of thing. I just deal with it and just do what I'm meant to be doing. But I thought, oh, this is not myself. So when the worship time today, I was like, okay. Because I go backwards and forwards to see them. Because when things you hold in your heart, you can go there. It all flows through your heart. So I hold them deeply in my heart. And then that's how I live and move and walk through the timeline. And that's how I go in and out. And that's how I talk to God, to Papa, Yeshua. Holy Spirit and I have a great relationship because we chat through the heart. Over a year ago, well, more than a year ago, as Ian says, yesterday, a second ago. I like that. Some point in my life, I was on a really dark, creepy road. I'd been to a meeting and I was thinking, I don't feel scared, but something's really weird about this part of the motorway. And the lights were out and it was winter. And it was really raining and the car was moving in the wind. Yeah, we'd get really rainy weather in the UK. Right now, it's hotter there than it is here. They're in a heat wave. And I was like, I know you're there, Yahweh. I know you're my protector, my guide, my strong tower. I run into you. That sort of, ooh, this is it. And there was no other car on the road and it was early hours in the morning. And I looked down, this little thin blue line as I'm talking to him appeared and sat on my knee. Like a thin electric turquoisey blue line. I go, what is that? That's cool. We get in trouble if we use our phones when we're driving in the UK, so I couldn't even take a picture. I wanted to, just for my, you know. But it was amazing because I knew it was my lifeline, my cord, my umbilical cord, and that's how I speak to him. There's a place in the courts of heaven where you speak like that. You speak to the people you're with. And this light, like electric blue light, that's the only way I can describe it. You speak through the heart, through the thoughts and intents of your heart. So it is super key. You clean up your thought pattern, your heart. You clean it up all the time. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about the way you think. Yesterday we talked about set your mind on things above, not on the earth realm. And I love these teachings about framing up what you say, what you think. I shared a bit yesterday, just a quick recap of those that weren't here. There's some brilliant writing and videos on YouTube called Heart Math, and it shows how you think and how your heart persona affects everyone around you. I love the one about the married couple and how they're in love with each other. And then there's another one where a child comes in and their metron stretches out to the child. It's like lights. It's a brilliant video. But then somebody that's angry or is jealous or hatred, it turns a weird colour and it's all strange. Be careful how you think. So I felt really weepy. And I thought, right, is it rejection? Let's pull that thing off and cut it off. I kind of do with that thing. I just pull it out. Or isolation. That's awful root. I just pull it out and think, cut you off. You're not in my life. You're the past. Deal with your stuff. So I was thinking, oh, I've been home many times and my daughter's seen me a few times, like sort of see me in her heart and in a vision. But today I had the craziest thing. She was messaging me and I'm trying not to play with my phone in the meeting, but it's a very special day for them. And I saw her, really, really saw her like I'm seeing Mark and Emily right now. And I messaged her and she goes, I can see you, you're wearing a red top. Yay! I've done it! I've gone through the timeline, I've gone through the vortex. All the particles went woo, and then they all came back together again and I appeared in Chester. So I was sort of, yeah, it's okay. So yeah, and then I saw them come here. I saw my daughter come here with my son-in-law, and I know what they're wearing today. He's wearing a black shirt, she's wearing a navy blue shirt. It's like, and I was touching the doggies. So I'm good now. I don't feel any heart sickness. I think it's wonderful, don't you? We can be in all these different places at the same time. Oh, Yeshua, you are so amazing. You love me so much. You love us so much. You want the best for us, and we choose that. We say yes. So I'm going to share a story that I love. This is one of my really good friends, Rebecca. She did the paintings on the product table. And we met at a conference where she just walked past me and fell on top of me in a worship set. And we began to realise, I saw one of her angels a few years beforehand. So we were already connected with the heart. You know that? What do they call it? I know it's cardiogenosis. But that, like, feeling, you know, you've met the person before, or you've been to that place before, or you think, I'm on a boat on a lake, I've been here before. Hey! So, I'm much more of a dawn visioner. When I see things, I see it dawn vision-y, wake up in the morning, I often get a lot of encounters then. I do have dreams, but it's different for me when I dream, put it that way. So this night, I knew it was really, really a heavenly thing. I dreamt about the Aurora Borealis, and it was incredible. I'm just going to share a little bit about this. It's a magnificent encounter. Colours, green and purple, over two nights in June 2016, I had this dream. Clear as crystal all night, the northern lights, the Borealis, it was incredible, dancing round. And I thought, gosh, and they were the green and the purple and the blue, clearly. And I woke up in the morning and I didn't think a lot about it, but just enjoyed it and said, okay, you're showing me something really beautiful here. What does this mean? And over a process of a year, the Lord began to show me this. On the exact day, in June 2016, Rebecca wrote this to me. Down the road, she wrote it me about maybe the middle of last year, so it's probably a year later on. She said, I've been intrigued about the Northern Lights for years, the mystery, the beauty, the moving light show in the dark night sky. A friend, she said, went to see them, but it was a very, very rare spectacle when she got there. They only saw one night of it when they went to the North Pole. I had heard it mentioned once that the Northern Lights are angelic, and so I wanted to honour these angels, the colour, the lights in the night sky. So she began to paint on June 2016, unaware to me. Do you want to put the picture up? That would be amazing. When I paint, I believe I'm creating a portal or a gate. Oh, silver dust appearing. Or was it already on there? Woo! Oh, it's coming more. Wow. Woo! I get so excited. Isn't that beautiful? The colours in the sky. When I paint, I'm creating a portal, a gateway, meaning a network, doorway, gate, entrance, threshold, an entryway in. An incredible phenomena. This magnificent sight. There are places that I wish to explore, she put, and engage in these places, and life flows through honour, so I honour it. These beautiful bluish, greeny, purpley lights appeared to me as I began to paint. I started to paint the northern lights, and afterwards I text Janie to tell her what I was painting, as I knew she would appreciate it as she loves colour. Little did I know that she had been in the night, in her dreams, in the northern lights where she lives in Wales. And I live in Bristol. Definitely confirming we both saw the same thing and were engaging the same thing in the night. Bristol to Wales is just 47 minutes away, 33 miles apart. You know, we are absolutely joined together in all the beauty of creation. Emanating in that beautiful, heavenly, I call it a romantic, waltzing relationship with the kingdom realm, or parts of the kingdom realm. Wow. And little did she know that during that day, that a good friend of ours in London had already been planning a trip to the Northern Lights, again confirming this mystery unravelling for us. So there we have it. That's exactly what I saw, but they were dancing in my dream. And then she did a little painting of a lady on it afterwards, and she said to me, I've drawn a picture of a lady. So she brought the painting and gave it me. I was really, really blessed. And she said, this is wisdom. Whoa. But we began to realise it also looks the hair a bit like me. Isn't that incredible? So this began a little journey of Rebecca and I together engaging with wisdom. And slowly, slowly, pay grade, learning how she functions, studying about wisdom, listening to other people's encounters, and honouring her every single day as one of the seven spirits. Little did I know, I listened later on to some teachings from Ian, but we'd already worked out that she had like seven handmaidens, Ian calls them. Spirit of glory, spirit of holiness, spirit of truth, spirit of faith, and excellent spirit, spirit of life, and spirit of promise. And we were really happy when we listened to this teaching because we got it already. So what I'm telling you now in the last few minutes is that shows how we're in Yeshuva. We're all in one union, common union. But isn't that amazing, that cardiogenosis? You can talk to people, see similar things, work together in the kingdom realm. A few years before this, would you believe the two of us, the Lord had shown us in a vision that the aurora can be described as a crown, an oval crown. And many years before that, the Lord had shown both of us that we were far out in the galaxy. We could look back at the earth and it was covered in this beautiful crown, this beautiful crowning of this blue aurora, the Miaras, lighty purple green. And we knew that it says in Psalms, we are the shields of the earth. And I'm not just talking about intercession and prayer. I'm talking about us taking our position with our heart and loving creation, loving the earth, loving what's been created around us. Do you want to put the next slide up? And out of this honour, this is what began to happen. Oh, it's not that one. Next one. We got butterflies started to appear in my habs and land on me in rainbows on the ceiling. Do you want to go back? One more. That was no light in the room with this one. That was just appeared on a cloudy day in my lounge when we were engaging the lights again, engaging in the beginning, God created. And then one day we had the plaster around, doing some plastering in my house, and this butterfly appeared from nowhere and landed on me, and I walked around with it on my chest, and the plasterer's having a fit. He knows what I'm like anyway, because I pray for him, for his back and his hands. But his new apprentice was like, oh, you're a freaky woman. So I went upstairs and showed him some gemstones as well, and he went, oh. I go, do you believe in heaven? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in there's a heaven and an earth? By the time he finished, he did, after staying at my house all day. The funny thing was, oh yeah, leave that one up. The funniest thing was when they left my house, it was a summer's day, I'd opened my front windows then. I could hear them talking in the car outside with the window down. He's going, that woman has something about her. She's super freaky. It's like, and Zach was like, she's amazing. Get her to pray for you. It's like, it was great. He's amazing, Zach. I wish he lived in Scotland now. Now this is to do with my daughter. My kids have been through a lot in their lives to do with what they believe, but they're in a good place with it now. And a couple of years ago, these red admiral butterflies, and you can see they've got like a white spot at the top, we see them as eyes, and actually we look it up and they're actually called eyes when you look up all about a butterfly. And this appeared in the winter months. We looked around to see if there was a chrysalis in the house. It came out the chrysalis. We scoured the house. Not. There wasn't one. This was on a winter's day. It just appeared. And at the same time, my friend who lives in London, her face appeared. It was had multiple encounters with butterflies. And we saw her face and this butterfly came. I was messaging her going, you're freaking me out. It's like her face appeared on the wall. And I went, hey. And this butterfly... So we held it in our hand. We weren't sure what to do with it. We couldn't put it outside. Winter's day, it would have died. So we just let it fly around the house for a bit and it disappeared. About 6 months down the road, my daughter's going to bed. She's got a lovely red paper lampshade. Just about to go to bed. And we'd done, you know, you do the laundry and you've got all the beds to change. And you're thinking, oh, I'm tired. I should have done them this morning. Not for I want to go to bed. And another one appeared again, but this time the white eye on it was down the bottom. So we get a book on Red Admiral butterflies, what do they all mean? I love the research. And we found out that this one in her room had come from Spain. It was a Spanish one. So we began this whole thing of butterflies. Now and again they come, and then we don't see them for ages and they come. But it was interesting, every time a Red Admiral came, I'd get an invite for Europe. And I'd go and do something in Europe. So we thought there's a connection here. So Christmas time comes. I've gone to Christmas market thing with my friend Ruth, who always says don't have encounters. She does. We go in there. All of a sudden, it's freezing cold December. This butterfly, Red Admiral, but huge this time, spinning around the head. I said, let's stand and engage. Don't worry what people are doing. So we stood there, and this butterfly is just hovering around her head. So I get a picture. We look it up. It had loads of little eyes down the bottom, and it came from New Zealand, Auckland. How's your day? I love it. It's fun. What are you framing up? What are you building around you? What do you think about? This is what I think about. Thank you, Jesus. Creation is groaning for the sons of man to take their position. You know, we can just change all these oil slicks, these spillages. We can shift all that around and learn how to function in that place and go into the courts of heaven. There's an invitation, Zechariah 3. Who are they that stand in the courts? Zechariah stood there, didn't he? And an angel, it says the angel of the Lord, the Christoph, Jesus, stood beside him. And he said, filthy garments, change them. Put a clean mitre on his head. Mitre meaning clean mindset. Set our mind on things above. Okay, thank you, Father. So, out of this encounter, the Aurora Borealis, I can say it right now, I get so whacked, so drunk. We began to engage Genesis 1. And you know what? You might not agree with me, but we both felt that the lights were to do with wisdom. I've seen wisdom in blue, red, white. I had impressions of wisdom for ages, but I so wanted to meet her. I knew that she had female gender. I knew. People would send me pictures of wisdom, but I wanted to engage in myself. I love it. It really hungers in me listening to other people and what they're sharing. But I wanted to meet her myself. And I felt like this is the beginning of the invitation for me to hunger in my heart, having these dreams, these beautiful colour lights. And then when Rebecca painted that painting, I thought, I'm going to engage her on another level. Life flows through honour. So this was my journey. Proverbs 8:22, Passion Translation. In the beginning, I was there. Wisdom. I'm talking about wisdom. For God possessed me even before he created the universe. In the beginning, when the Spirit hovered over the face of the earth, wisdom was there. Whoa, co-creation. For eternity past, I was set in place. From eternity past, do you think we were set in place? It's exciting. That we were there in the beginning with wisdom and Yeshua. And who else do you think was there? Do you not ponder these things? They go over and over and over. But for me, it brings delight, not stress. Because I think I'm going to enjoy it. Before the world began, I was anointed from the beginning. You were anointed from the beginning. Before the ocean depths were poured out and before there was glorious fountains overflowing with water, I was there dancing. Yay! I love to dance. Even before one mountain head had been sculptured or one hill raised, I was there, already there dancing. When he created the tapestry of the heavens and stretched out the horizon of the earth, when the clouds and the skies were set in place, the Aurora Borealis were set in place, and the subterranean, meaning the underground surface of the earth, hidden secrets operating out of sight, fountains began to flow strong. I was already there. What is really living in the depths? What is really going on in the depths? The waters above, the heaven of heaven of heaven of heaven, and the depths below. Freaky, sneaky, sneaky secrets. Go and have a look. I'm just whetting your appetite. When he set in place the pillars of the earth and spoke the decrees of the sea, spoken breath, created, formed, transformed, transfigured. As Ian said, life and death is in the tongue. Whoa, commanded the waves so that they wouldn't overstep their boundaries. Wow, we can co-create with him and put boundaries in and bring justice and judgment on the earth. We have permission. We have insight, infused revelation. The secrets of the stars, it says in Song of Solomon, are ours. Does not share with us his secrets before he reveals it on the earth. We are powerful. I was there close to the creator's side as his master artist. As his master artist, co-creator. Daily, he was filled with delight in me as I playfully rejoiced before him. I laughed and played so happy with what he had made while finding my delight in the children of men. Isn't that beautiful? Playfully rejoicing as a child. But we are adults, we are sons, but that childlike, stress-free, free heart with him, to listen to him, to listen to his voice, to speak what he speaks, not what we speak, to know and love what's on his heart. Is that not our desire, daily desire? The daily delight to be with him continually. The Lord possessed me at the beginning. Taken for one's own possession means to long acquire, to obtain. From everlasting I was cast, poured out, established, entrenched, confirmed, accepted, prominent in his heart. We are loved and accepted, confirmed and completely established in Yahweh's love. Heart. I say to him, never let me out of your heart because you are in my heart. He says, I'm in you and you're in me and we are together forever. The Lord made me as first of this way, the first of his works of old. Another reference for in the beginning. In the scripture, I wisdom long before he made everything else. Adonai made me at the beginning of his way, first of his ancient words. Multiple references to your breath, to your voice, to your spoken word, to the overflow of your heart is what we co-create together. What is in your heart today? What is bubbling and burning and stirring? I love it. I'm just going to read this. Whoa. In the beginning, God, Elohim, my God, created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and the darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit within you of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, he created, let there be light. Woo! And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Wow. We are co-creators with him. Co-included in the purpose and the plans of his kingdom realm. The counsels of God himself, creation in the beginning and the end. Our mighty God could have created a world quite different from the one we've got. Can you imagine perpetual darkness? No light, no warmth, no sun, no wind, no change of season, no rain. On those really hot days and then the rain and the thunder and the lightning comes. And it just clears the air and makes it cool and sweet and beautiful. Imagine walking on the grass and it hurt your feet. It's pretty trippy, isn't it? And it wasn't soft and lush and that dew mornings where you walk on the green grass and the dew on your feet is beautiful. Between your toes, I love that. The sandy beaches, the warm sand, the cold sand. Wow. Doggies incapable of loving you. Not nice, is it? We often take this stunning beauty of creation for granted. I find it so pleasurable and so wonderful. I love it. Let's stop being preoccupied with all the flaws of our lives, of our creation, and just look at the beauty of Yahweh's creation. And that takes you out of your negative thinking, your negative attitudes, the worries and the stress of the anxieties. And just look at him, setting your gaze, your attention, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your light being on things above. Oh, Father, we thank you, mighty creator, Elohim. We thank you today for your wonderful creation. Lord, we thank you that you're just reconfiguring our mindsets right now, our thought patterns under your government, under your revelation. We ask you, Lord, that you would just reconfigure all our senses, our sight, our hearing, our perception to that wonderful, wonderful creation, presence, power, understanding, revelation that you have created in us. And we come to you now and we turn about in a different direction and we say, we set our mind on you. We set our mind on that prize. That scripture that says, don't look back, just keep going forward. Setting our mind on things above. Whoa, we thank you. And you are amazing. Whoa. Wisdom said, I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing in his whole world, having delight in the sons of man and mankind. I was beside him, master workman. The good news is we were there in the beginning. Those rainbow prisms kaleidoscoping, lightnings, thunders. Ah, wow! From that place of Zion. When we pray, we are revealed in Zion. It says the city of the living God with innumerable company of angels, the cloud of witnesses. Where do you go when you pray? Where are you going to? Where are you ascending to? You go where you think in your heart. Where your heart lies is where you go and what you function in. Whoa, Jesus, you are amazing. Job 12:12. Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not life bring understanding? The mouth of the righteous utter wisdom and their tongues speak what is right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Do not forsake wisdom, for she will protect you over her, and she will watch over you all your days. Ecclesiastes 2:26. To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge and happiness. But to sinners, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth. To hand over to someone else. What are you storing up? But the one who pleases God, Yahweh, Adonai Elohim, Rapha, Nisai, Wei, Tiskanu. We chase after him. We run after him. It seems so foolish that God should die a man's death on the cross. It seems so weak of God to suffer such an insult. Yet man's wisest schemes and most powerful display of genius cannot even begin to compare or comprehend or contemplate with God, his own moment of weakness on the cross. Whoa, just take that in right now. He did the will of his Father. We so often say that, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but thy will. It's challenging, I know. But do we really mean that? Is that really our heart? Heart to heart, eye to eye. spirit to spirit. Yay! The wisdom that originates from above sets the pace of innocence. It's love's peace. It always, it's always polite, persuaded about that which is good, filled with compassion. These fruits are pure goodness and without discrimination. The only thing you could possibly lack, wisdom. However, makes your request such in a way wisdom does. Directly from the source, God is the originator and the author of wisdom. He intertwines your thoughts with good judgment. His gifts are available to all without regret. When wisdom's around and is around us and with us, and wisdom is a being, a living being, the characteristics of righteousness, holiness, glory, faith, truth, excellence, life, the spirit of promise, you began to think a lot clearer. Things begin to shift a lot easier, and you begin to have fused thoughts and knowledge and revelation that you didn't really know before. She enhances what you've already learnt, what you've already studied. And we lean into wisdom and we honour wisdom. Continually, we cannot live without wisdom on this earth. She is not only beautiful and iridescent. I see her, she shimmers. It's beautiful. She is strong and kind and full of understanding. You'll get infused knowledge and revelation when she's around. You think, where did that thought come from? How did I know that? You speak wisdom into your children's lives and your family. Your businesses prosper. Your boss at work, things shift around as you invite and honor wisdom. Daily delight of the Father. Master craftsman. Artist. Whoa. I'm just going to finish with this. Ephesians 1:4. It is from him that we take our origin. Yahweh, the Lord, our righteousness. In him we live and move, and we have our life being, and we have our strength.
We bow down, lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Our crowns at the feet of Jesus. We bow down, lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
Continually before him.